Anna Oli Pop Rock Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rock de Pop Rock Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, det här är Hits från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rock Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. As are our advertisers. Remember to support them because they support us. That's how we keep the lights on around here. Anyhow, I am super excited. We have one of the coolest Americana artists I have. This is just pigeonhole you into Americana, Tim, because there's elements of country rock. There's some darker stuff too, which is almost like alt country, but is very cool in my world. I like all kinds of music, but I really like your music a lot. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. Everybody, this is tonight's guest. It's Mr. Tim Tye of Tim Tye's Midnight Sky. Fantastic band. Tim, you guys are out of Dayton, Ohio, right?
Yeah. Wow, yeah, right Patterson.
Cool. That is pretty cool. They got the big, I forget the name of it. It's the big Air Force base where they keep all the UFOs and stuff. Patterson, Wayne. I've seen stories about that place late at night on the TV when I can't sleep. I've been dating my whole life. Anyhow, very cool. Did you grew up in that Ohio River Valley kind of area, that neck of the woods there? No. Nice. Very cool. Yeah. That's cool. I like it. I wasn't born there, but I grew up there, Detroit. So we used to go down to Cincinnati quite a bit, Kings Island, that kind of stuff, and pretty gals. Oh, yeah. The weirdest place I ever went to in Cincinnati was...
There is an abandoned subway. Abandoned. You are correct.
I shouldn't even say this. You know what? No, I've never been to any weird place in Cincinnati. I don't know if there's an abandoned subway there. I have no idea.
You don't run into too many people down there.
No, I went to a party in a long time many years ago. I shouldn't have been down there.
Yeah, anyway. Standard teenage.
Very cool.
Stuff.
Let me ask a little bit about your background. You always been in bands and playing music and the guitar.
Took a break when I was going to college. Still played the guitar, mm-hmm. but there's all these other things I was supposed to do in order to graduate. I did that, and I had a great college roommate. He was a musician too, and he's still playing down. Now he's in Sarasota, Florida, but he'd written a couple songs, and I'd written a couple songs, and he was the first person that said, "Why don't you play one?" And because that was tough. I don't know what for most people, first time. I don't care if there's three people there. You go, "Oh man, I'm really putting myself out there," and no tomatoes. And so I kept on writing and I started to get serious about this,
believe it
or not, in 2009. I ran into a guy on a bicycle trip who was a periodontist in South Carolina. And he says, "I just put out a CD of my own stuff." Now, it wasn't very good, but I thought, okay, if he can do it, I can do it. And I talked to some of my musician buddies, and of course they were excited about it. And at first I thought, I'm just going to make a couple really good songwriting demos. That was the original plan. But then you got three, then you got five, then you got, eventually I got to 11 and I said, maybe I'll just put this on a CD. And that was Dark Stretch of Road.
Nice. That's a great track. We're going to play that in a little bit, but man, I've been playing your music all week long. My day job, I'm a painter. I paint pictures of people and stuff. And I've been doing that a long time. And that's how I put food on the table. And I've always got music on when I'm working. It just seems to help get the gears going, get into that zone. Everybody's got their zone they need to get into. That helps me. And I've been playing a lot of Tim Tye this week. Great stuff. Yeah. One of the great things I like about your music is, and I get this when I talk to my musician friends and stuff, I get it. I understand that when they write a track, a song, they're usually drawing from their own experiences or whatnot, their point of view. And that's great. And I respect that. What I think is great art is your music, because anybody who listens to it, they get what you, where you're coming from. Not maybe not exactly, but they're getting it, the story. But then they, it's got relatability. But at least with me, it does. I listen to your music, yeah, and I, it takes me to a place. And to me, what that says is that's not a song. That's not one song. That's however many people listen to it. That gets 3 million songs. You know what I mean? To tap into that. And as a painter,
I appreciate it, because I've been working on this for a long
you
time.
You want to communicate with whatever you're trying to lay down with as many people as you can.
It's good to get feedback from people who don't really care whether they're going to hurt your feelings.
That's all I'm saying.
You've always got your friends. Yeah. Oh my gosh, Tim, you're better than Paul McCartney. Okay. Just slow the train down.
I get it. I completely. That's one of the reasons I married my wife. She's my final boss in my process. Everybody thinks, first off, people who aren't in the creative world, that in my neck of the woods, they want to hear some story. And if I do an art show or something, I'll give it to them.
But that's the great thing about art.
What were you thinking when you put this image banging on the inside of my head to get out?
You got your little story.
No, man, I needed that. The wife said we needed a new
dryer. There's a real story, but I can think up one that's more interesting. Because I try not to explain my stuff. Most of it isn't. It's not that difficult to understand. It's pretty straightforward. But people, I'm telling you, who wants to know what the influences are? Is any woman I have to be dating at the time? Oh my gosh, who'd you write that for?
Yep. Oh, I can only imagine. It's funny. It's part of it and whatnot. But you have great stuff, and your music videos, we're going to be talking about those as well, because we're going to play a couple, and those are really good too. And I'm like, does he have a team that he like sends the track to, and they figure out, okay, we need some trucks going by a truck stop here? Because I'm watching the video and I'm like, I've been to that truck stop. I have tried to finish a cigarette before having to get on the Greyhound bus and get to wherever I'm going. I've been there. And of course I haven't, I don't even know where that truck stop is, but I just, it's relatable, it's real related. So there's a truthiness about it. And I'm just very impressed. I'm impressed as an artist is what I'm trying to say, because I think that's cool. I think that's good art. What was it? I got sidetracked, Tim. No, I'll paint something. And then I call the wife in and she comes in here to the studio and I'm like, is it ready to go? Do we post this out now? Send it out to the people. And she's, most of the time it is, but every so often she's like, that right eye.
Right.
That needs some help. There's something off about it, and not in a good way. And I'm like, great. So, you know, I grouse about it, but I'm so grateful to have someone to point, because I don't want stuff leaving with my name on it that isn't right how I want it. But yeah. She comes in before I seal any. Once I seal a painting, it's hard to
My buddy Jim in Florida, who I referred to, he's like obvious. He's and, like the guy that the basically final has boss. To muster.
She's the one who,
because he's got a good set of beers.
That goes to what you're saying. He knows what good mix sounds like.
And he'll just tell me. Getting some true feedback. You know, the vocal's too low over here. Yeah, this part, it needs to be EQ's wrong on it. And I almost always agree with him. And it's just a great resource to have, because one of the things I've learned, a couple of things, is one, I should never be the final judge of my recordings. Or sometimes I think I'm just so excited that I'm more optimistic than I should be. And I don't miss the stuff that I should be hearing. And the other thing is, I'm not very good at deciding which songs are more commercial.
You never get done.
The songs that I like tend to be the ones that are based on personal experiences, not just influenced by factors in my life in general. Those aren't necessarily the best tracks, but I have no way of knowing that. That's why having guys like Mike saying, Tim, this is probably the next one we ought to put out. Okay.
That's good. That's good to have somebody like, I'm the same way, Tim. Man, I was the kid who would buy the album and go, man, side B, side two, track three, and everybody's like, that's an instrumental, Jay. What are you talking about? I'm like, yeah, but the feeling, the vibe. I'm like, get out of here. No, that's not the hit. It's very true. It's very true. But in my defense, my mixtapes I would make for girls, were phenomenal. They're like, what is this? I've never even heard anything like this. I'm like, yeah, no, it's great.
No,
it's funny. Let's play a track so people know what we're talking about. Now, I've got Michael Stover over at MTS sent me the tracks that we needed to play tonight, so we'll play these. I don't know if these are in a particular order.
It's only the mood to blow the rocker. Gets you going.
Where should we start then? Because we've got Only the Moon is Blue, Dark Stretch of Road, Hearts Are Wild. That's a great video for that. The Hurting Stops Here.
Correct.
Where should we start? Okay. I gotcha. Everybody, this is Tim Tise of Midnight Sky. This is, let me make sure I'm saying it right. Only the Moon is Blue. And we're back, everybody. We're back. Only the Moon is Blue. Now, Tim, this is out, right? People can buy this on the streaming sites and stuff?
Yeah, I'm on every streaming platform.
Nice. And fellas, I'm going to tell you guys, and maybe some of the ladies, too, might be interested in this. This is something I have found with streaming sites. Say you're at work doing whatever it is you do, selling insurance, doesn't matter. It's all good work. Nothing wrong with work. But say Linda's birthday is suddenly upon us, and Linda's got great legs. So every guy in the office there knows about Linda's birthday, and they're all going to buy her a card, or they're going to buy her maybe some flowers. And oh, how boring is that? How boring is that? You've got Linda's email. So when you buy...
If you want to take it a step further, you actually
only
claim
the moon
it's your
is blue
song.
For a birthday present. It's cheaper than a card. It's cheaper than flowers. And it makes you look like James Bond. Look how cool you are. You're on technology's edge there. What an impression. I bought you a song. telling you, that's romance. Don't do that. No, give Tim his credit, folks. Give Tim his credit. But it's great. It's great. What a good track. What a good track for that. Now, yeah, I really like that. Let me ask you this. When I hear a track, when people see a painting of mine, they see the finished product. They're like, oh, it looks great. Yeah, it didn't start looking great, though. I never tell them this, but that's the truth. You know what I mean? It goes through many changes. Sometimes they come easy, and that's great. I celebrate that because it's a rarity. Sometimes they come hard, and they fight me a little bit. But the thing is, nobody knows.
That was pretty easy.
See the finished, polished product.
And to jump ahead,
with your
one
music,
that doesn't seem like it should be
only
easy,
the moon is
but
blue.
It really was Dark
such
Stretch
a good
of
song.
Road.
Such a good track.
It's much more complex.
It seems like that's an easy one.
I'm sure you would agree. It's
now,
pretty dark.
You don't have
dark.
To answer if you don't want to. I don't want to put you on the spot.
Once I got started, I was actually trying
but
to write another song.
I am curious to know.
Is
that an
like
easy one? Or
20
is that a
years
hard one?
About this trucker that dies in Iraq. It's kind of like
nice.
The Flying Dutchman
nice.
Myth, where he's doomed to just drive all over the United States till the end of time. I finally wrote it, but I stopped and I got this other
really?
Idea about. It wasn't, first of all, it wasn't raining when I left and I had to find a city that went in there. So I chose St. Paul and I thought, no, let's make it snowing. That's even more pathetic. And in no time at all, I got that done.
Wow. That's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, there's something about traveling the highways of this country. I've been to Europe and stuff. I never backpacked around or anything. Maybe it's like that if you do. I've just been to cities in Paris and London and places. And
there's pretty much
something,
what it boils down to.
I tell you, there's nothing like a lonely stretch of road on the American highways. And you get out of your vehicle, you can hear the June bugs flip-flopping on the ground and halogen lights buzzing above you. And you seem, the world suddenly seems very big and you're very small. No feeling like, yeah. Oh man, I remember I was driving across and I was in Indiana of all places. Man, there's cornfields everywhere and an Indiana summer thunderstorm rolled in. I had to pull over and just camp out in the car for the night. Didn't know if I was going to make, and the car is shaking like a mobile home in a tornado. I'm like, what a way to go. I hope it ain't tonight. But I was a little worried. And I'm like, I'll listen to some music on the radio. Then I'm thinking, I don't want to run that battery down. I don't want to be stuck here. And so you're just paranoid. Maybe I'll read a book. No, I can't turn the light on. Yeah, it's just something lonely about it. But riding on trains, sometimes I get that similar feeling. That kind of Johnny Cash
Woody
cadence
Guthrie.
That he has in every song of just clickety clack of the track. Exactly. I'm like, oh man.
It's like
right
Christopherson
said. And I don't know. Maybe it's
just
another
word
the American
for nothing
myth,
left to lose.
A mythology.
And I think that there's something, there's
Williams
this romantic notion
the old
that
blues guys,
you really are free. You don't have squat to your name. But on the other hand,
what he got
you can kind of do whatever you want.
There's just something
and,
about it.
You
something
know,
about
you can spend 1 hour in a town and head on down the road, or you can kick your shoes off for a week. And I don't think in the long run it'll be nearly as appealing as you might make it seem. But sure.
Right. No, I think it's glamour. What's the Jack Kerouac's On the Road? There's a certain glamour to it when you read an adventuresomeness when you're reading about it. But man, there's nothing glamorous.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. And I've been in this spot before. And as a country musician, you probably will know of somebody who also has probably, if not yourself. But there's nothing glamorous. You meet the girl of a particular week and you're in it about a week. And it's and you just know, you can feel in your guts, time to be heading on down the road. She's getting a little short with me. It's time to be moseying on. And nothing glamorous about that. Heartbreaking. What can you do?
When I first started working on recording in the studio,
with the song,
I have all the songs lined up that I wanted.
Only the Moon is Blue.
But
with
recording,
a song like that,
at least for me,
is it a long,
really inspires
does it take
me to keep
a long
writing.
Amount of time to
so
get
by the time I was done, most of the stuff
you're driving
was new.
However you came up with the idea.
And Only the Moon is Blue
to
was
it
one,
being
is,
done
is one of
and
those.
Released.
And
is that a long period of time?
I just liked it. There's a little bit of a Buddy Holly groove to it. And I had probably the best guitar player I've ever met is a guy named Dwayne Johnson. He's local here. And he shows up and he's got all these amps and all these pedals and all these guitars.
Right.
And
you're excited about that.
You can tell he's already worked everything out.
I got it.
And the only time you know he's made a mistake is if he tells you. Because if my engineer and I couldn't hear him. He goes, no, he goes, yeah, right about the 38th measure, there was a bad note in there. But man, he very few mistakes. He was, yeah.
Right. I got it. That's a professional, man. That's a professional. I'm one of those, and I hate telling musicians this because I hate seeing them cringe.
Yeah.
I think I'm a typical audience listener. I never hear mistakes,
but that's
in music
okay.
Like that.
I don't have any problem with people.
I have no,
who don't
no
have
clue.
Some great
I can't
fundamental
tell the
understanding of music.
Guitars,
if they say
I
enjoy
players,
listening to your stuff,
be like, what are you talking about?
That's what matters.
Obviously, a 1968 Les Paul.
And it's not complex. We're not talking about orchestral
like,
stuff. We're not talking about classical
music. No, it just sounds like a guitar
music.
To me. I have no idea. It's
we're
pretty.
We're just talking
I like
about
it.
Tunes.
But I think a lot of people are like that. Not in the business. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Me and my wife were watching one of my favorite shows on television last night. We had our supper. This is the Antiques Roadshow. And I got to tell you, as a painter, I'm watching it, and they always bring out some painting that's been in some attic for 100 years or whatever. And they're like, this artist, blah, 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 this is worth $50,000 or something. And the little old lady or little old man's happy. And it makes me feel good. I also think,
just up the street. Okay, we're going to call
sale.
Him and get him to come
down here. You
know
what I mean? So
he's actually in the back room. But he's close.
In that setting, it's hit or miss. But in my mind, I have the fantasy of in 100 years, they'll have an Antiques Roadshow on the moon or something, and somebody will pull out a Jamie Rocks painting, or they'll be on Pawn Stars on the moon, and they'll need to call in an expert. I got to tell you, yeah, I have discovered, I'm in my 50s, discovered life is a series of peaks and valleys. And the valleys sometimes aren't that great, but they sure do make the peaks better when you compare them.
Give
maybe
you a
that's
quarter.
Their purpose. But I've been into a couple pawn shops in my travels around the sun. Had some hard times. Maybe it's just my stuff. They never called
play
in an
hearts,
expert.
Play hearts are wild.
I was waiting. I'm like, but this is a very cool 1984 VCR. It pops up from the top. Come on. It's vintage. Don't you know? Exactly. Yeah, it's crazy. Let's play another track. Let's go with, what do you want to go with next?
Okay.
You want to? Yeah, that's a good, great track. I love it. Everybody, this is Tim Tai, Midnight Sky. This is Hearts Are Wild. Check this out. Very cool video for this. Here it is.
State signs, big semi trucks and little white lines. You're in the east, I'm in the west. The highway puts our love to the test. When we're apart, I got plenty to do. I spend all night thinking about you. I can see you standing at a table of green. Your lady luck, you're the blackjack queen. Chips go up, chips go down. Black and red wheels spinning round and round. You made me go all in with a deuce and a queen. Crazy enough to hit a heart 17. You're a passionate woman with the soul of a child. But there are no maybes, cause in my world, baby, hearts are wild. There's a lot about you that I don't. Heard you spent some time in Mexico, up in Cleveland with your back to the wall. Loved and lost, but haven't we all? Seems you managed to rise above it. You're a little bit crazy, and I just love it. Jack Queen. Chips go up, chips go down. Black and red wheels spinning round and round. You made me go all in with a deuce and a queen. Crazy enough to hit a heart 17. You're a passionate woman with the soul of a child. But there are no maybes, cause in my world, baby, hearts are wild. I can see you standing at a table of green. You're a lady of luck, you're the blackjack queen. Chips go up, chips go down. Black and red wheels spinning round and round. You made me go all in with a deuce and a queen. Crazy enough to hit a heart 17. You're a passionate woman with the soul of a child. But there are no maybes, cause in my world, baby, hearts are wild, hearts are wild, hearts are wild.
And we're back, everybody. Tim Todd, very cool.
Actually,
hey,
Mike Stover
gets
those done.
Everybody, we have links to all Tim Todd.
Somebody puts them together and the
Midnight Sky, all their social media links.
Next song, maybe
know,
be Dark Stretch of Road. Now, that one, buddy of mine and I did put that together. He's a videographer. He does mostly commercial stuff.
Cool.
I always like to try making a video.
I really like this
music
video a lot.
And,
it's a fantastic video.
I think it came out pretty well.
Are you involved with coming up with the video concepts or whatnot for the year? I gotcha. Yeah, absolutely. We'll play it here in just a second. One of the great things about Mike Stover and MTS, I've been working with them. I'm trying to think how we even met. I'll tell you what. We did an audio-only show up until about a year ago, maybe just over a year ago. And my wife and all of our friends talked me into doing a video one, which is great. I love doing it. You got to shave when you do the video one. Got to fix my hair. You don't fix your hair, Jim. I'm like, it takes a minute to make the hair look this unmade. But no, the audio one was great. But it had its shortcut. It was a call-in show. People could call in and ask the guests questions. That sounds so cool and so much fun. It wasn't. I had a guest on one time, Tim, who was he was in a rock band. And his ex-wife called in, and apparently the child support check was late, and I heard all about it. And I'm telling her, I'm like, lady, look at your paperwork. I'm not on it. I have no control over any of this. We didn't air it, but we cut that part out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's typical of the call-in show we had. But I've been working with Mike since those days, 2013, 2014, something like that. And I've never heard anybody say anything bad against him. And my only observation about Michael Stover's, I don't think the man sleeps. He's always working. I'm an old man, so I get up super early. My day starts at 3, and because my brain's going then. And I'll shoot him an email, and he responds. And I'm like, what are you doing up? Man, you got two kids.
Last year was a great year for me. I got all kinds of award nominations.
He's always working.
At the Grand
anyway,
Old
folks,
Opry
my advice
a
to you, if you're in a
male
band or
you're
a creator endeavor
and
of some sort,
that never would have happened,
some
Mike,
help on it,
back
on
me,
side of things,
pushing me in the right direction.
Or on many other things, show in videos, or getting those made, or whatever it
he
is
got,
you need.
He got the latest version of.
He's a good guy to have in your corner.
Years.
That's all I'm saying.
Number 47.
I'm not involved in that
Hot 100
side of the things, but do whatever
I think
you
I got $44
do.
A week ago.
Make friends with them.
I sure would. Heck yeah.
Wow. How cool is that? Man, that's awesome. Nothing wrong. If you found $44 in the street, you'd pick it up. I would. Oh, man. That's awesome. Yeah, and it's cool because little things like that, people always ask me all the time. They're in the art world. Yeah. Like, you know, this local art group wants me to enter into this juried show. And I'm like,
that's pretty cool.
It's a double-edged sword because you usually got to pay to enter per painting. And you may not win. You may not even get in the show, but you don't get your money back. It's one of those type of deals, usually, and in my experience. But the cool thing is when you do win the thing, well, you blast that. Well,
make sure to go to the Ryman, which is the that's the one that's really got the history.
And it just makes you feel good because you work so hard on it. Yeah. How cool is that? How cool. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I've never been to the Grand Ole. I've been to Nashville many times. I just never have time to go. I need to make time next time I go, just so I can experience that. Maybe feel some of the grand ghosts in there. Because I got to tell you, if any place is haunted, that place probably is. Really? Neat. I was in LA and I went to the Whiskey and see some band I'd never heard of, but I had an evening. And yeah, it was great. It gave me goosebumps. I'm in there. I'm like, Jim Morrison had his back to the audience 15 feet from where I'm standing right now. Because he was too, at that point, he was too afraid to show, to face them. It's just, I'm a
like
sucker
that.
For history. I went to college in Boston.
I've Boston's told people a lot that I've like never that. Been anywhere.
I remember
that
walking
wasn't
down the street one night. We left a nightclub.
Now, it may not be out, interesting for very long.
Out.
But
I look down and
there's a
little plaque
there
in the
that,
road. That's yeah. Here is the spot where the British fired upon the American. This was where it started. The colonists. This is where it all began. Right where you're looking. And I'm like, holy moly, this is important. I was taken with it. None of my idiot friends were. I do too. Absolutely. That means you're an interesting person. You know what I mean? Because whenever somebody tells me, oh, I'm so bored, I think to myself, that's because you're a boring person. That's why. You're not seeing the world, the magic. And every place has it. Although it is easier, I will grant people, there's certain cities and certain places you go that, now my wife's into all this new agey stuff. She's into crystals and all that kind of stuff. Owns a business and selling that stuff online. And she's really into it. I'm more of the skeptic in the family.
I guess I could
weird
just
stuff
give,
like
give
that.
A brief
but
in,
I can't
intro,
deny. But, you go to New Orleans,
I was,
you go to
I was going through sort of a dark
period
in my life. And
Portland,
you know, I just got this
Austin.
Image of this.
You go to certain cities in the or places in the world
lost.
And you're like, yeah, this is
not
this.
Just
I can,
physically
my
and geographically.
My spidey sense is
but,
tingling.
But
you know,
mentally
there's something
and emotionally.
Going on here. And
you know, the video,
it's,
we didn't have a semi, which was how I saw it. We used a pickup truck.
But I have to ask, speaking of influence,
I thought of it as a semi.
This is one of mine.
This guy hasn't driven very far and all of a sudden he's down only a quarter tank.
Should we play it and then talk about it? Or should we talk about it and play it? What do you want?
A lot of people like the song, but then they say, gee, that's dark. Nobody asked me to write Mary Poppins. I go with what I'm feeling.
Yeah. If you've ever been in those situations, it's not a.
But there aren't any.
Exactly. And sometimes those lessons are real. Oh, man, I'm just picturing in my head. I actually have not watched this video yet. I didn't realize it was a video to it. I've just been playing the MP3. And in my mind, I'm like, I'm seeing white lines just that never end feeding down that. The highway's a little grayer than the rest of the night or bluer than the rest of the night. And it's, and you're tired. Just pull off and get a hotel. Sometimes getting a hotel, or there aren't any, or you don't want to sacrifice those 10 states you got to get through for what that hotel would cost you.
Sometimes the problem when you're on a trip
and
you're
tired. I had a friend of mine that traveled.
You get a room and then you actually feel lonely.
Musician. He was a hired gun. And they didn't provide transportation.
And you can't sleep and say you toss and turn for a few hours and go.
I thought that was weird, but that was the gig.
You know,
and he told me that he learned from a hippie girl that if you ate ramen noodles uncooked, they would expand in your stomach to fill you up. And he said he had to do that. I've never tried it. I would suggest against it. Anybody out there watching or listening, that doesn't sound like, that sounds like problems later. But yeah, he did it. He told that, he would always tell that story. Anyway.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was in Tokyo, Japan, and I stayed in one of those, they call them coffin hotels, where it's just a little sideways phone booth, pretty much. And I stayed there because it was cheap. It worked out to be about $25 American per night, which was insanely cheap for Japan, especially Tokyo. And I felt lonely in that thing. Sheets, I'm like, how am I feeling lonely? Gloves. There's no room in this thing. I should feel claustrophobic, maybe. Didn't feel claustrophobic. I felt lonely. And so you start thinking about guys on submarines under the Arctic ice, or people going to the moon or something. And you're like, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it. But and these truckers drive. And it's, I can always spot a trucker who's had trouble. Like whenever I've ridden the Greyhound.
How could you be?
In the Midwest, I would see him. You'd see these truckers get on. They always had the giant coffee cup from, what's the one? It's not Bucky's. It's the orange. Yeah, one of those. Yeah, one of those. But they always have that giant coffee cup and
yeah,
a sleeping bag, bedroll or something, all their stuff with them. And you talk to people. This is back in my smoking days when I would smoke, take a smoke break when you can. And you find out, yeah, the rig crashed. Now I got to take the Greyhound bus back. And I destroyed a $300,000 piece of equipment. And they're never in a good mood. Yeah, they're not going to visit grandma. Yeah, or it's guys that just got out of jail going, trying to get home. Okay. I've never seen anything crazy on the Greyhound. Like, on YouTube, I'll see these where these people go crazy. They had too much to
drink.
There
was no Mrs. Tim.
Everybody get off the plane and stuff. I've never seen that, anything like that happen on the bus. Knock on wood.
No.
Hopefully, I never will. Hopefully, I won't be on a bus again. But no, everybody's just trying to get home, usually. Trying to get home. Anyway, everybody, we're sitting here talking. We got to play the track. Here it is. This is Tim Tye, Midnight Sky. This is Dark Stretch of Road. Check this out.
Wasn't snowing when I left St. Paul. Twilight seemed many hours away, but all too soon the night began to fall. And a storm was on the way. My tank is down to just a quarter full. Even though I filled up back in town, don't know if I'll make it home tonight. And it's too late to turn around. I'm driving down this endless highway, where every mile looks just the same. Towns and taverns are all empty, and the crossroads don't have names. Only God knows where I'm going. Struggling with this heavy load, it's a tough night to be on this dark stretch of road. On this dark stretch of road. I thought that I'd been through these parts before, but that road wasn't near as long. heading fast into the great unknown. Another fool got it wrong. He used to have a map, but now it's gone. Can't get a signal on my phone. The snow's so heavy that it sounds like rain. I am lost and I am alone. I'm driving down this endless highway. Every mile looks just the same. Towns and taverns are all empty. And the crossroads don't have names. Only God knows where I'm going. Struggling with this heavy load. It's a tough night to be on this dark stretch of road. On this dark stretch of road. On this dark stretch of road.
We're back, everybody. Dark Stretch of Road. Dark Stretch of Road. Fantastic track. Fantastic track. I just love it. Tim, again, these are all available, right? People can pick these up on wherever they buy music at. Nice. Very cool. That's great. People always ask me, they're like, yeah, you have all these cool bands on your show and whatnot. I usually tell them this. I said, if they're playing live somewhere.
Yeah.
There's always a merch table. There's always some good-looking gal selling CDs or something. No shirts. Buy it there. But they're like, I'm in Portugal, Jamie. It's hard for me to get to the show. I'm like, okay, I get it. If you can buy it, my advice to anybody out there, if you can buy it direct from the musician, try to do that. I'm not going to get into all the mechanics of it, but
the beautiful thing now is
imagine
you can have enough equipment in your basement to put out a first-class track. You just got to learn how to do the engineering.
They take a giant piece of fog, is all I'm saying. I want to tell everybody what it is, but you'd be shocked if you knew, if you find out. Google's your friend, is all I'm saying. But yeah,
sure,
these people work. And musicians, that's the expensive. I don't know what's more. Maybe filmmaking. That's the expensive art, though. But ain't cheap. Tim talks about going in the studio and whatnot and getting inspired. Understand, folks, while that's happening, the meter is clicking in there. It's like riding a cab.
I was dating somebody, and I was really fond of her, and I wrote that song, and then we broke up.
I had a friend of mine in the 80s and played keyboard synthesizers.
It had nothing to do with songs.
In the 80s.
I'm not going to go into details.
You could have bought a car for that.
She's still out there, and I don't want to.
I'm sure his phone.
I don't want to cause her a problem. But
you know what I mean?
That was one word. The first thing
It's amazing.
Yeah, the hurting stops here was where that started. I got that.
How it is, folks.
And I thought I got to build something around.
Now the next track we're going to play.
I was pretty happy.
The hurting stops here. We all, if we're hurting, we need to find where that's. Tim, tell us about this one. God damn it.
I saw a review with Sting once, and he said this couple came up to me and said, "We played Every Breath You Take at our wedding."
God bless her.
Well, good.
It's been good.
Yeah. It shows you, and as a songwriter, it's a little bit disappointing that a lot of people really don't pay much attention to the lyrics.
That's a wedding reception track.
Especially if there are clubs and bars.
I'm sure that's
really all they care about is the dance, too. They want some background
noise. Let's focus on that. That's a good track.
As far as the lyrics.
Yeah, there's certain tracks you don't want to play at your wedding reception, folks. You know, if it
Yeah.
That's not a good track.
No.
Exactly. Exactly. Or that get an ugly girl to marry you.
I probably keep stand. I probably keep stand by your man.
Don't play that, gentlemen. Yeah. Jesus Christ. It's so. Oh, nah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Trying to think of famous Suspicious Minds, not by Elvis. Not a good song. It's a great track. Don't get me. I've never heard a bad cover of it. It's a fantastic track. Not for a wedding reception, it is. Don't be playing. You've lost it. We've lost that love and feeling by the Righteous Brothers. No. Keep that. Oh, geez. I was at a wedding reception one time and I heard, what was it? Ronnie Millsap's Kentucky Rain or something like that.
Not right now. Not right now.
I don't know if that's wedding reception music. You know what I mean?
You have to spend so much time
practicing. I don't
think
he meets the girl at the end. It's like everybody's.
People get older and just tell me I can't make it. I broke my hip.
Ending to that song.
I had to have cataract surgery. Or the hemorrhoids are acting up.
And, great song. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Okay. Maybe we won't be songs, playing for the next month or two.
Everybody, this is Tim Tye's Midnight Sky. This is The Hurting Stops Here. This is a good song. And wedding reception approved. Here it is.
I've been looking for you. To the light, you weren't looking for me, avoiding the pain, keeping your heart from getting broken again, but you opened your soul and let me inside. Well, if I
searching for treasure. Too late at night, scared and afraid to step into the light. You weren't looking for me, avoiding the pain, keeping your heart.
And we're back, everybody. We're back. I told you. I do not lie. I do not fib. That's a great track. Very cool, Tim. Now, are you out to do much live playing, or is it just mostly? I got you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
These things happen. I had an elder friend of mine, and I had to take her. She didn't have anybody else to take her, and I'm that kind of guy. But she had to get cataract surgery, and we live down in South Florida. So there is a large group of elder people, we'll say, down here, retirees. And so I took her to this cataract place, and I thought it would be like a doctor's office. You go in, she sees the doctor. I wait, read a four-year-old magazine in the lobby, and that's my morning.
No.
It was like I felt like I was back in Detroit at a Ford factory or something, but they weren't making cars. They were getting rid of cataracts, and they just had an assembly line going of elder people, and they'd take a magic marker and write on their forehead, like with an arrow to the one that, and some code or whatever, and just, she was only in there for 45 minutes. They brought her out, gave her a potted plant, and said, send her on her way. I was like, man. And I'm thinking to myself, and I didn't ask her, but I'm like, I know she's paying. It's probably costing her upwards of $2,000. Somebody's paying $2,000. Yep. Medicare or whatever it is.
You're a creative person. You know how important it is to your
emotional
well-being, your energy. That's really how you.
I guess cataracts.
The best way I think that artists create or connect with the world is by showing them what they've created.
Do business down here? Yeah, not at all.
You can say things in music. You can say things in music that you might not be able to just sit down and say to because you're almost like a little bit of an actor. You're playing a part.
Call me. We'll have you on the show. You can sing and dance.
Between you and whoever you're singing about.
Let's not do that. That's not a good idea at all. Anyhow, I know you're going to be making more stuff because I know you're that type of musician, Tim. You're just always working, aren't you? You always got stuff in the pot. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And if the world...
It was the track. There are no other tracks.
Oh, yeah. That's very true. And music is like that. Music is so powerful. I've said this so many times on the show before, but it's so true. Every guy I know, including myself, knows what music was being played the first time they kissed a girl, like a for real kiss. And I got to say it, I hate to say it, it hurts me to say it. Nobody noticed the painting on the wall behind her. You know what I mean? Nobody remembers that. But, I remember Prince's Little Red Corvette. That's burned into my brain. Right. Not because it's a fantastic track.
Yeah.
It had some good help. It was the track. That's the funny thing, too, about music, is that's usually where people, as you get older, and I've done it myself. My wife's a few years younger than me, and so we'll be in the car. She'll have her radio station that she listens to on the satellite, she's jamming out to something, and I'm going,
sometimes
music?
I stand
what
up and it
this?
Sounds like a bowl of
I
Rice
don't say
Krispies.
It, but I think it.
I'm telling
you. She play? This certainly isn't a Little Red Corvette. And then I realized that's when they stopped making good music after that first kiss. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It all went downhill from there, baby. And I'm sure it's that way with everybody. So give us old guys a little patience, folks. We're living on that memory still. We're living on that memory.
That.
We can't remember much of anything else, but we remember that. Why did I walk into this room? Is this my house? It happens. It happens. And all the stuff you young people hear older people talk about, they're not just saying that because they don't have anything to say. It's true. I wake up every morning and I feel like the Tin Man before he got the oil can. I can't move hardly. Shuffling around. Yeah. So true. My neck does that. I'm like, how did Greg? I don't even like grape nuts.
Careful what you
ask
for. How
did I get grape nuts in my neck? Gravel or whatever it is. Jeez Louise. It's crazy. It's crazy. Tim, it was so much fun hanging out with you tonight. I can't wait till you release some more tracks. Let's stay right in touch because I want to have you back. Because this is just really yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. And folks, we will see you next time. Remember, the world's just a weird place. Don't look to me for answers. I have no idea what happened. You know what I mean? I do remember being at a party around 2014 or so, and I remember having this conversation with somebody. I said,
when
you get to be my age, you've just seen the same cycles come around again. I really wish something new and interesting would happen that I haven't seen before. And the universe said, okay, Jamie, here you go.
World. Yeah, I don't pandemic. Think you want to go too far with that idea.
All kinds of craziness. It's my fault. I apologize. Shouldn't have rammed my mouth. And I'm kidding. I'm telling you. So be cool, people. Be patient with people and just be a good hang. Believe me, you'll be the party star because it's rare these days. But just be cool. That's all you got to do. And check out Tim's links down in the description below here. Follow him on all of his social media and what have you. It's all right there. he's even on Instagram, and he probably updates it more than I do. Mine, you do all that stuff yourself, Tim. You got, I always tell people, I got you. That's what I need. That maybe I should hire Mike. I was telling my wife, I'm like, I need to find me a 14-year-old girl with a cell phone just to keep track of all this stuff. It's, now that's what she says. She goes, don't ever say that. I'm like, oh, I forgot. Yeah, the days we live in. Jeez Louise. Anyhow, be cool, everybody. We'll see you next time. Have a good one.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited.
Hola, Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.